Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jim Gordon, he is treasurer of Citizens for Regional Transit, and he will join us now. Jim, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. How are you, Joe?
Doing well, Jim. Talking about this metro expansion, you know, it's something in my lifetime I've heard several proposals of expansion, but this one seems to really have getting the traction and seems like it really could happen. From your point of view, for Citizens for Regional Transit, where do you stand on this proposal as it's proposed?
As it's proposed, I think you're referring to what the proposal calls the locally preferred alternative, which is the path that it will take from the UB South campus north into Amherst, which currently is Niagara Falls Boulevard up to Maple, turn right on Maple, left on Sweet Home, cut through Wrench Road, and then up the J.J. John Audubon Parkway to just past Interstate 990. And our position is we support any route that brings light rail rapid transit somehow or another to the UB North Campus. When the UB North Campus was designed, it was designed to have light rail. Even when they were making the plans for it, they knew they could not service it with buses, and they've been trying for years, and it just doesn't work. So we support any of the alternatives. I've seen the petition that Mike's group has. It somewhat misrepresents the CRT position. We are not wedded to a particular alignment or path to go between the campuses. So, but any way we go is a good way to go.
You know, and looking at the proposal as it is now, you know, going by, you know, other things than UB, right? Making more stops along the way to UB. I always look at it this way, Jim. I grew up very close to the South Campus station. So growing up, when I would go downtown, it would be on the Metro Rail. I went to college on the rail line. So I have a perspective of someone who, since they moved to Buffalo in 99, used the rail an awful lot. If you expand it like this, and this is just my point of view, wouldn't more people be inclined to use the rail to get downtown and get that ridership up? And from your perspective, is Buffalo the kind of city to support an expanding rail line?
Oh, well, definitely on the support of the rail line, yes. We have 20,000 UB students going back and forth on Millersport Highway every single day on UB Stampede buses. Those have been optimized as much as is possible, and as I mentioned a little while ago, there's no more further optimization, and it is a constraint. The governor has said a few weeks ago they want to increase the size of the population at UB North Campus. It can't be done with buses. It's just not possible. So we definitely need it. There's more than enough reason to have it. So as far as the idea of the path going by the boulevard as opposed to, say, a straight line up Millersport Highway, That has to do with the idea of transit-oriented development. Over the years until 2021, anyway, the only way you could get funding for a light rail system or basically any kind of transit improvements was because it would benefit developers. So if you look at the path that was chosen, it's maximizing by going through the Boulevard Mall property on Maple Road, by the new apartments all over by Sweet Home. And for the town of Amherst perspective, it's designed to spur development west of J.J. Audubon Parkway and north of Interstate 990.
Jim, you know, looking at the Metrorail now, you know, and I've done multiple shows on this of what was proposed and what we actually have, 30 years later. In your opinion, where have the mistakes been made that we still to this day only have a 7-mile long Metrorail opposed to what it was supposed to be?
Well, I don't know if you could call it a mistake, but in 1979, the city of New York was on the brink of bankruptcy. And that was the year that the money was supposed to be dedicated from the state to the Metrorail. And the state moved all of the upstate New York projects everywhere, not just Buffalo, but across the state to bolster New York City's financial situation. That's why we lost the funding for Metrorail. That's why there's a housing project just north of the UB campus called Walton Woods. And that was an urban development corporation project. They built about 5,000 homes, but it was supposed to be 20,000. So all of that development suddenly came to a halt. The original plan was to start the Metrorail built between UB North and UB South campus, and then the rest of it to downtown was supposed to be built later, but it wound up being built the other way around.
You know, this proposal has a lot of above ground, and you heard from Michael, you know, the properties that you know will kind of get in the way of on its way to UB. From where you stand, would you like to see more of this underground, or do you want, as long as the rail's expanded, that's progress in the right direction?
So I have a personal opinion that varies a bit from CRT's position. CRT's position is any of the proposed routes that we've seen, the Niagara Falls Boulevard alignment, the Bailey alignment, the Millersport alignment, are all good. We've done timings to see how long it would take the rail trains to go on each of the three paths. And surprisingly, there's not much difference in time. So any of the three routes are okay from a passenger perspective. My own personal feeling about it is that I like the Millersport Highway alignment the best. I think it would be easy and much less expensive to run it all the way underground past Sheridan Drive and have it come up near the Interstate 290. And it would leave Millersport Highway with a completely redesigned street that would be very, very much quieter, more like a residential area kind of street with parking on both sides of the street, bicycle tracks, and city street lights that don't look like they're from a major highway on it. It would be a much more calm. You wouldn't have a bus every 90 seconds going down the road like you have today. Be very different kind of situation on Millersport.
You know, this proposal obviously is to get UB North connected to UB South, and then obviously the medical campus downtown. Do you believe that if this happens, if this goes through, that then there would be more expansion? I mean, the airport, the stadium's going to be where it is now for another 30 years. I mean, do you think this could start more expansion when it comes to the Metrorail?
I do. Right now, we have 15,000 to 20,000 daily riders on the Metrorail. You add 20,000 for doubling this section between UB North and South Campus and maybe further than that. Then you're up to 35,000, 40,000 people a day. That gives you a certain amount of momentum to say, yes, we should go out to the airport, especially that particular route. If you look at traffic on the Kensington Expressway at Grider Street, we have 112,000 cars every day going east and west at that point. And we know that sometimes backs up. So there is some need for extra capacity going out toward the easterly direction from downtown through Central Terminal, out to the Galleria Mall, through the airport, and out to Transit Road. That would be a very excellent, well-used route.
You know, another thing from Stop the Metro, and I've heard this my entire life. Now, Jim, I'm 34, so I don't remember Main Street downtown before the Metro. Again, like I said, I've used the Metro quite often in my life. But a lot of people point to downtown and retail downtown leaving because of the Metro Rail on Main Street. Do you believe that's a fair assessment of what happened?
No, I don't. There is a late 1940s plan for the city of Buffalo that New York State, at that time it was not the DOT, it had a different name, it was engineering, but they had come up with a plan to get traffic off of the main streets of Buffalo and put them onto what that time they called arterials. We know that today as the Elm Oak Arterial, and that was their goal. In the 1950s and late 40s, we had a population that was about 30% larger in the city than it is today. So there was a lot of congestion. Their plan was to get traffic off of Main Street, off of the cross streets, put it onto these arterials, and move it around that way. That was then in the 1950s, President Eisenhower. I'm revealing my age here, Joe. I know all of these things because I lived it. President Eisenhower came up with the interstate highway system, and money started flowing, 90% funding for highways, and they built the interstate highway system, tons of urban highways at that time. That included the 33, Interstate 190, the 290, the 990, all of those kinds of highways all came out of that. So these highways took all the traffic away from the city streets, which is what it was designed to do. People still go downtown on the Metro Rail. We bring in, as I said, 15,000 people a day. So it's doing its job, but you don't see cars because nobody who's on the train is in a car. So it doesn't look as busy, but there's still people there.
You know, I've heard that so much now, expanding Main Street. It just seems that that's the one argument people go back on. Another argument, and you heard this when Michael was talking, and we've gotten a few texts about it, Jim, is, you know, people who live in the area of the Niagara Falls plan, of the Niagara Falls Boulevard plan, say, why not just electric buses instead of a rail line? What's your response to that?
They cost too much. You look at the price of a bus, a diesel bus, $500,000. A battery electric bus, $1 million plus, maybe $1,100,000, $1.25 million. More for the charging infrastructure. They're double the weight. They put more wear and tear on the highways. They only hold 40 people each. If you're trying to move a large number of people, you need many, 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 many more buses. And right now there's an operator shortage. You can have one operator operate a bus that carries 40 passengers. One operator on Metro Rail carries 700 passengers. So just think of how many more operators you need. The electric bus is going to last 10 years. Metro Rail car will last 40 years. And it only costs $2 million. So in terms of money, you save a lot of money using the Metro Rail.
What are you expecting to see from this environmental statement that's supposed to come this summer?
Well, a lot depends on the community. This is called the NEPA, N-E-P-A, stage of the process for securing federal funding and making the plans. It was interesting to me that Mike noticed that he came across some people who were taking soil samples in his neighborhood. And he went over and asked what they were doing, and they said, oh, this is for the subway. And it just dawned on him then, hey, this is real. We've been hearing about it for 40 years, and it never really got much attention. And all of a sudden, they're actually going to go forward. So NEPA is the National Environmental Protection Act, and is a requirement of the NFTA to meet NEPA's standards. So what is considered in NEPA are the kinds of things that these groups are talking about. What's going to happen to build the expressway, the construction? We're going to have possibly blasting. We're going to have a lot of construction on Niagara Falls Boulevard and all these other streets that are involved. How much is that going to change the neighborhood? Once it's built and it's operational, how does that impact the neighbors and the neighborhood? And this is the time for these groups to come forward and make their cases for whether or not they want to go forward with this. If you go to the Federal Transit Administration's website and look up NEPA, you're going to get a ton of technical stuff. There is a much better public website. It's called protectnepa.org, all one word, protectnepa. And that has a very plain language about what NEPA is. And I'm going to, it gives voice to local communities. It's basically a, is this really going to work kind of thing. This is your last chance to evaluate it before it becomes reality. So this is the time for these groups to make their cases. The federal website says 95% of the time you're going to get the locally preferred alternative, but it doesn't always have to be. And the case that you can cite is Buffalo's Metro Rail. Back when this was being built, at the NEPA stage of the process, before building was started, there was a group formed called No Overhead Transit, and they objected vehemently to having the system all above ground elevated as opposed to being underground. And they made their case, and we got our subway underground instead of above ground.
Jim, I got to ask you, just realistically, how confident are you that this, one of the three proposals, will actually happen?
I'm almost 100% sure one of the three proposals will happen.
And now, when should we expect work on this expansion to begin, from what you understand?
So if you look at the timeline that the consultants issued in 2013, start construction is listed as at the end of 2024. There are two phases that we still have to go through. We're going through the NEPA process now. The next phase after that is securing the funding, and then you start construction.
All right. Well, Jim, I'm sure we'll be talking again before that with you and also with Michael. And I appreciate you joining us for this discussion on the rail.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure, and hope to talk to you again, Joe.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.